As I sit here relaxing, as Virgo season has ended, September is winding down, I thought to myself, what's the mood? What's the moment? I'm realizing that my moment could be anything. I've been bound up and chained up and pressed down and on the back end and underneath and on the bottom for so long. I don't know how to release, be free, be at peace, be at ease. You know, I found a note that I wrote May 19th, 2023. Over 2 years ago. At 12:34 a.m. That I want to listen to jazz and smell like coconut. I want my skin to be oiled and never dry. All my bras underwire stay secured. And my panties never rip at the waistband. I wonder what was on my mind that day. What prompted me to write down that I wanted to listen to jazz and oil down in coconut oil? You know, I told myself that I'm risking it in 26. But what does that mean? I'm as single as a prison wife. I'm a late bloomer. I'm blooming late. I started my life on a very precarious path. So I'm a late bloomer. But I'm entering into my age of sophistication. Into a time where I am comfortable in my skin, in my silence, in my quiet. Where I don't have to rehearse my pain to feel connected to the moment, to feel safe, to feel alive. I replay pain to nestle and comfort myself. Looks like I wrote back on December 19th, 2024 at 5:24 p.m. How does whole healthy me respond to conflicts? It could be an internal, external. This is coming up on a year. I think I'm learning and I'm realizing how Lady E on her path of alignment in its infancy, in its early stages, that I usually stumble and fumble, but I quickly regain myself, make the right decision, and move forward in peace. I've chosen peace because peace helps to keep doors closed that need to be closed, that should be closed. Peace keeps them closed. Anger and dissension keeps them ajar. Those are my thoughts for tonight. Peace.